Well, I'm talking to Tasmania's newest apprentice jockey, Sigrid Carr, or Siggy, as she's better known to everybody in the industry. Well, Siggy, it's been a long time coming. You're 24 years of age, a mature-aged apprentice, but you get your big chance when you make your debut on Sunday at Tattersalls Park.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited. I had to wait a little while to get it all together with the muck-up with apprentice school and things like that, but look, good things come to those who wait. So, yeah, really, really keen.
All right, well... For those who aren't aware, that you're top trainer Royston Carr's daughter, and you've been around horses pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I've grown up in the saddle pretty much. I've ridden since probably before I could walk, and I've ridden in picnic races, I've ridden in pony club races. You know, I've just always wanted to do it, but obviously just waiting for the right time, and yeah, like now is when I want to do it.
Okay, well, on Sunday you've got two rides. Now, Summer Downs, the mare that your dad trains in the opening race, well, it looks like she's going to get a start, because a couple of horses have already come out and she was first emergency, so you're pretty thrilled about jumping on one for dad first up.
Yeah, very, very keen. And Mr. Hadley was going to let me only ride two, but he's been kind enough to let me accept that ride on Summer Downs as well. So, I'm pretty lucky there.
All right.
She's been going really well in her track work and things like that, and she trialled fantastic for me, so I'm pretty excited about her.
All right. Well, she's in the first race, and, of course, you've got two other rides. Let's talk about your best winning chance, which is Turbo Key in race 60 open handicap. With your 4-kilo claim, he's going to put him just above the minimum. He's back to 1,100 metres, which is his distance. He's probably your best winning chance.
Yeah, I'd say so, definitely. Look, there's a lot of speed on in it, but hopefully with the claim that they're going to let me roll forward. Vossi's been really good helping me along the way, obviously giving me a go on a horse like that for my first ride, or second ride, sorry. Mm. Is I'd much appreciate that. And look, I reckon that he'll be a really good chance. I went and rode him the other day for him, and he feels fantastic. So, yeah, all going well. Might be a winner.
And your other ride for the day is?
Rose of Innocence.
Another one for Michael Voss?
Yep. Yeah, I trialled her, and Michael and Christine were really impressed in the way I rode her, and that's why they said that they'd like me to ride a race day. So, I was, really keen on her.
All right. Well, a lot of people have helped you along the way, Siggy, and... you can name them if you like.
Yeah, well, I've been really fortunate, actually. First few times I went down there, Dad didn't have many horses trialling, and David and Scott Brutton were kind enough to put me aboard. Charlie Goggin, Stephen Brazendale, plenty of trainers up in Devonport were willing to help me along. Leon Wells, Dean Wells, the Horners. I've had heaps of support, and Longford trainers like Billy Ryan and the McCarthys, they've all helped me along the way as well, so I really appreciate it, and a lot of thanks goes to those people.
All right, Siggy, well, look, all the best on Sunday where you make your debut. I know it's been long awaited. There's a lot of people who have been watching your career just starting to blossom now, and let's hope that it works out really well for you on your first day at the races as a fully-fledged apprentice jockey. All the best for Sunday at Tattersalls Park, Sig.
Thank you a lot, Pete.